The province's annual sunshine list was made public this afternoon, revealing 617 City of Greater Sudbury employees with wages of at least $100,000. The annual list of public salary disclosures includes those who earn more than $100,000 per year, and the 2022 list of City of Greater Sudbury employees is a 17.4% jump over the previous year's total of 540. However, it's a less significant jump from the 593 city employees included in 2020. Topping the 2022 list was City Finance, Assets and Fleet Executive Director Ed Stankovich, who retired after 40 years with the city, and its pre-amalgamated forms, at the end of April 2022. His 2022 salary paid was $366,824.44, which is a significant leap from the $190,993.01 recorded in his final full year of work in 2021. This year's Sunshine List included 31 City of Greater Sudbury employees who made more than $200,000. This is almost triple the 11 city employees who earned more than $200,000 in 2021. After Stankovich, the City of Greater Sudbury's other top earners to bring in more than $200,000 in salary paid were, in order, Michael Slychuk, Captain, $304,284.16, Paul Peterson, Chief of Police, $292,475.28, Ed Archer, City Sow, $287,163.21. Colin Branny, Captain, $274,701.81. James Gervais, Captain, $271,159.47. Nathan Brubacher, Firefighter First Class, $256,675.59. Richard James McDougall, Captain, $255,491.21. Sharon Biden, GSPS Board SOW, $249,894.70. Richard Dodge, Captain, $241,166.75. Sarah Cunningham, Deputy Police Chief, $240,024.14. Anthony C. Cutty, General Manager of Growth and Infrastructure, $239,336.90. Kevin Fauci, General Manager of Corporate Services, $238,185.05. Steve Jacques, General Manager of Community Development, $235,743.10. Andre Gruel, Platoon Chief, $234,002.30. Mark Gabbo, Platoon Chief, $233,674.43. Joseph Nichols, General Manager of Community Safety, $231,502.99. Scott Wing, Firefighter First Class, $229,584.91. Christopher Roy, Captain, $222,280.97. Jim Bergeron, Captain, $217,904.62. Robert Norman, Inspector, $217,696.61. Chris Zavirzaniak, Training Officer, $217,502.26. Daniel Lalonde, Captain, $216,241.77. Mike Joyce, Firefighter First Class, $214,531.07. Todd Tripp, Sudbury Airport Community Development Corporation CEO, $213,273.87. Sean Brettschneider, Firefighter First Class, $211,320.54. Tyler Popowich, Chief Training Officer, $211,062.70. Jerry Wilmot, Inspector, $209,975.23. Aaron Noland, Firefighter First Class, $205,706.41. Mark Brunette, Inspector, $203,709.13. Daniel Despoti, Inspector, $201,810.86. It paid to be an emergency responder in 2022. By volume, the top job title categories on the City of Greater Sudbury's Sunshine List was, in order, First Class Constable, 125, Firefighter First Class, 59, Detective Constable, 43, Sergeant, 26, Fire Department Captains, 24, Advanced Care Paramedic, 22, and Detective Sergeant, 12. With the number of overtime hours among paramedics jumping in recent years, the city's elected officials voted during 2023 budget deliberations to add 2 ambulance shifts to their operations. Firefighter overtime has also been flagged as a growing concern, with last year's overtime expenditure of $2.28 million doubling the amount spent in 2019. There were also 52 City of Greater Sudbury employees with a job classification of manager for various areas of municipal operations included as part of this year's Sunshine List. Click here for a full list of the province's 2022 Sunshine List. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.